Today's daf is Shavuos Gimel, and we'll pick it up at the third line, Maishno. So the Gemara begins by asking, we'd finished off yesterday explaining the reason that Shavuos comes after Makos, because just like Makos is ending off with one Maisa that can result in several prohibitions, so too here with the Shavuos, you had Shtaim Shein Arba. Someone asks, when discussing the different examples that use that same formula, Samaishna Hocha, why is it different over here? Ditani Lahu Kulahu, we went through all the different ones and we explained them. In other words, it talked about Shavuos, it talks about Shabbos, it talks about Negoim. Umaishna Gabi Yitzias Shabbos Samaras Negoim, Tilokitani Lahu Kulahu. Right? When the Mishnah is discussing those cases, did not necessarily go through and go through all the other examples. Rather, it just stayed with the halachas that were specific for that Masechta. So Omri, they answered, it's like this: Shavuos v'yedias hatuma degabe hadadik sivan, because Shavuos and being come aware that a person was tame and was went into the mikdash or ate kodshim like that, so they're written next to each other in Parakeh in Vayikra, v'damyon hadade b'kovan olaviyar, and they're similar in the same way that they both have the Korban Olah V'Yorah, as we discussed yesterday, that you bring for them if you would, if you were over them. So therefore, because they're similar, they're written by themselves, the same Korban, Tanu Luhu Gabi Hadadi. So therefore, they were taught in the same way. V'Aidi Tanu Tarte Tanu Kuluhu. And since already taught two of the sets, it taught the Shavuos and the Yediyas Hatumas, therefore we taught all of them, meaning it taught the Shabbos and the Negoim as well. So Pasach b'Shavuos u'mefarish Yediyas v'Tumah. So we started off the Masechta by discussing Shavuos and going through the whole list, and then we explained, went through the whole thing of the Yediyas v'Tumah. The Aidi de Zutrin milaihu Pasach Sharilahu. So since they were small in number, meaning there's not that many halachas, it went through and taught them all. For harder tani shavuos, the nefishim milai. Therefore, we went back and we'll teach the halachos of the shavuos, because there's a lot of halachas like that. Meaning, in other words, the shavuos is only going to get back to when we get to Perek Gimel. But the reason why I went through was because it was only a few, and therefore, once we, so to speak, got through all that, then we're going to go back and discuss something that's much more comprehensive, much more in depth. So the Mishnah said, Shavuos Shtaim Shehin Arba, right? That there were two that were really actually four. So Shtaim, what are the two? She'ochel v'shelo ochel, that I'm going to eat, or he'll take a Shavuos that I'm not going to eat. So if he was over either one of those Shavuos, then he has to be in the Korban Olav Yorod. Shehin Arba, but there's really four, because they would also include Achalti v'shelo Achalti. If a person would say a Shavuos that I did eat, or Shavuos that a person says that I didn't eat. So the Mishnah said, Yediyas Hatumas Shtaim Shehin Arba. So knowing if a person was Tamei, or really two that become four, what are the Shtaim? So Yediyas Tumas Kodesh, Vidias Tumas Mikdash. One where he ate Kodesh, food, and one where he went into the Mikdash. Shehin Arba, which are really four, Kodesh u'Mikdash, because there's one when he's Chayav, when he knew that he was Tamei, right, but he had there was a He'olam and he forgot about it, or he had forgot about that he was in the Mikdash during his period of the He'olam. Then, next part, Yitzias Shabbos Shtaim Shehin Arba. So there was two forms of Hotzah, carrying that are really four. Shtaim, what are the two? Hotzah de'ani v'hotzah de'bal habayis. So the ani, again, is a metaphor for the poor person, means one who's standing outside because he's like collecting. Or the hotzah of the bal habayis is the one who's standing on the inside. Shehin arba, which are really, comes out, those two really are really four, because it's hach nosa de'ani v'hach nosa de'bal habayis. If the ani would bring something in, from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachid, or the Hachnas of the Baal HaBayis, if you'd bring something from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachid where he's standing. Maros Negoyim Shnaim Shein Arba. So the types of Saras, there are two, which are really four, because we explained yesterday that there's like subcategories. So Shnaim, what are the two? That's the Se'es V'Beheres. The different shades of white. Se'es is like a wool shade of white, and the Beharis is like a snow shade of white. exactly what that is, it'd be hard to be magdir. Shehin arba, which are really four. Se'es v'toldos to, beheres v'toldos to. The secondary one, the told, the offspring of it, is a subcategory. And the beheres, and its subcategory, meaning it's similar to it, so those are the four. So the Mora continues and says, Mani masnisin. Who is the author in our Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Yishmael, v'lo Rabbi Akiva. It's not Rabbi Yishmael, it's not Rabbi Akiva. And explains why. E Rabbi Yishmael, if you're going to tell me that it's Rabbi Yishmael, that's not going to work. Ha'omer, because he says, in terms of Shavuos, ein chayev ela al ha'osi lavo. You're only chayev for a Shavuah about something that's going to be in the future, right? But not for something in the past, right? But the Mishnah says you're chayav for it, so that's why it can't be Rabbi Yishmael. However, e Rabbi Akiva, if you want to say that Rabbi Akiva is really the author of Mishnah, then that's not going to work out either. Homer, because he says, al hetlam tuma hu chayav, right? If you were unaware that it's tuma chayav, again, the chayav here is talking about the korban olavi, right? The ein chayav al hetlam mikdash, but you're not chayav if you were unaware that you went into the base of mikdash, right? But the Mishnah said beferish that you are chayav, so it can't be Rabbi Akiva, right? So the future versus past is the reason why the Rabbi Yishmael can't be the author of the Mishnah, or and the being unaware of the your state of Tumah versus going to the Mikdash, that's why it couldn't be Rabbi Akiva. So that was going to explain. No, Rabbi Yishmael, the Rabbi Akiva. Really, I could tell you if you want that Rabbi Yishmael is the author, or I could tell you that Rabbi Akiva is the author. The Gemara's Masbir, what does that mean? Rabbi Yishmael. If you want, I'll tell you that it's Rabbi Yishmael. You're right. There are four types of different types of shavuos. Mehen chiyuv, mehen liftor. There are times when you're actually chayiv to bring the korban, and times when you're potter. So what does it mean, potter? You could do it? No. Potter here means that there's a lav, but you're potter from the korban, right? If you were over it. So that's the way you could still be Rabbi Yishmael. The ibay eseiman, if you want, I could tell you, no, that our mission is going like Rabbi Akiva. Right, that there are different four different cases that if you could have a he'elam, you didn't realize that you were in the mikdash or you're eating a kadosh. Mehen lechiv umehen liftor. There are some cases where you're chayv in korban, there are some cases when you are potter. Somewhere jumps in, what's that? Liftor? How could you tell me that there's the mission is going on cases where you're potter? Right? So now I'm in Bays. Ha dumye demaros negoyim kitani. The Mishnah is connecting it to the different shades of tzaras, right? Mahasam kulahu lechiyuva, and just like over there, there are all the different types of the shades. Both, as we said, there's the se'es and its offshoot, there's the beheres and its offshoot, so all four your chayiv. Af hocha nami kulahu lechiyuva. So too, over here, in all four cases, when you're unaware, excuse me, you would have to bring the korban Olviorid. So therefore, that can't be pshat in the Rabbi Akiva that you are really your potter from them. So Moran says, I'll give you a different tier. It's La'olam, Rabbi Yishmael. Really, it's really Yishmael. Ay, v'chi lo mechayev Rabbi Yishmael l'sha'avar. When Rabbi Yishmael said that you're not chayev, that's a korban. Aval malkus chayuvi mechayev, but he would be chayev for, you get malchus for that, you're over a lav, but you just don't bring it. So that's what it means when we're talking about the different levels of obligation. Uchid Rava, and it's like Rava says, right? To Omer Rava, Rava says, Beferish Rib Satoira, Shavua Sheker, Dumya de Shavua Shav. So the Torah has a ribui to tell me that a Shavua Sheker, a false Shavua, would be the same thing as a shavuos shav, a unnecessary, in vain. Ma shav l'shaver. So just like the shav, that type of oath is talking about something that was in the past. Af sheker nami l'shaver. So the shavuos sheker would also be referring to something that's in the past, and you would get malchus for that. Rashi speaks out in it's the last of the fourth line down where it's wide. Ruchinuava kilomer. If you're going to tell me that really the chiddush is a lav sheim bo ma'isa the ain lokin a lav, and that's why you don't get malchus, al zeh loikin. This one you do get malchus. Kidurava, the parak gimel amrinan shaloikin al shavuos shav. You get malchus for shavuos shav. V'alfina may, it's learned out from the pasuk, ki lo yinake Hashem. Hashem won't hold a person clean, won't hold it innocent. So it's, the diak is like this. It says Rashi, Hashem hu de lo yinake. Hashem himself isn't the one who's going to aval beizin malkinoso umanakinoso. Beizin is going to punish him for that. Uparchina and Allah, we asked on this, Ashkechan Shavua Shav, so you find your this applies in the case of a Shavua Shav, who nishba l'shanois esayidua. You're trying to take a Shavua to change what everybody knows. Actually, as a classic example, Kagon, Allah Isha hu Isha, on a man that he's a woman, for Allah Evan Shu Zohav, on the stone that it's really Zohav, it's gold. So this case, to Shav Mashma Dover She'ena Shal Klum. Shav implies that it's like worthless. Right? And Rashi brings a raya from this. Kimo, as it says, the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Moshe he'avon bechavle hashav. They pull avon, sins, iniquity, with chavle hashav, cords of falsehood. See, it's something that's not worth anything. Shavuas sheker minolon. So that's fine for Shavuas Shav, but how do you know Shavuas sheker? So Rashi continues, it says, it's a Shavuas she'enu nikar im emes olav. It's a type of oath where it's not clear whether it's true or not. For Omri Lashav, Lashav Beis Pamim. So it's written two times. Imein le'inyan l'shavua shav. If it's not needed two times, obviously for this case of shavua shav, Tanehu inyan l'shavua sheker. So therefore, it's open that you can learn it out. That's the Rib Satora that according to Rashi, right? So there's a Rabbeinu Chanano. It's found about 10 lines down. The Rabbeinu Chanan a little bit differently. It says, hello, tir de veluchos harishonim, in the first set of luchos, kosev it says, lo sane v'recha eid sheker. So it talks about sheker in the first set of luchos. And then he continues, the Rabbeinu Chanan, veluchos hachronim, ksiv lo sane v'recha eid shav. So it changes it, right? From sheker to shav in the second luchos. And Omar, Rava, the Meseches Tumura, so that's the way that the Rabbeinu Chanana learns out the limud. Okay, so back to the Gemara, it says Bishlema achalti v'lo achalti kidurava. Okay, so Bishlema, I have no problem whatsoever if a person says the oath that I ate, takes a shua that I didn't eat, right? But in fact he did, so then of course you're going to get malchus. That's like Rava. Shelo ochel v'ochel nami, right? And if he says, I didn't eat, but really he did eat, so then that also makes sense, because lav sheyesh bo maisuhu, because that's a prohibition that had an action associated. Okay, I'll get malchus that. Ella, rather, the Bishlema always sets up the Ella. The Bishlema is, I'm fine with the first part. That's good. Okay, makes sense. Ella, bud, I got a kasha. Ochel velo ochel amai. If a person says, I'm going to eat, and then he didn't, so why is he getting malchus for that? Lav shem b'maisahu, right? He didn't do anything. He said he was going to do something, but at the end of the day, he didn't. So if you don't do something, that's called a lav shem b'maisah. So why are you going to get, why are you going to get malchus for that? Rashi says, ochel velo ochel lav shem b'maisah. He just sits and he doesn't do anything. He's not eating. Overall, a shavua. So that's how he was over. So, a shavua in the past isn't included by the double repetition. So, question is, we don't normally get malchus for a lav shem b'maisa. So the Gemara says, no, kesov Rabbi Shmoel, lav shem b'maisa, lokin alav. No, this is like Rabbi Shmoel who holds that, no, you do get malchus on a lav shem b'maisa. See, hochi, so 1 second. If that's pshat now in Rabbi Yishmoel, kasher Rabbi Yochanan, ad Rabbi Yochanan. So now I have a stira between the two statements of Rabbi Yochanan. What is it? Da'am Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha kistam mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says that the halacha always follows a stam mishnah. Right? The mishnah here is it's a stam mishnah. So the assumption is that you're going to get malchus for taking a shavua shav. So Rabbi Yochanan should rule that he should paskin that that's the halacha, right? Ve'itmar, but we have a machlokas amaroyim. Shavua she'ochel kikar zeh hayom. If a person takes a shavua, I'm going to eat this bread today. For over hayom v'lo ochla, and then the day passed and he didn't eat it. So Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish darmit tarvayu. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish say the same thing. They ain't a loke. You're not going to get malchus. Okay, so that person, they agree. They took a shavua, you're going to and you didn't. The difference is going to be between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish as to why don't you get the malchus? Why don't you? Sigmar speaks it out to explain each side of the reason behind their shita. They say the same thing, but the reason behind it. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar ain't a loike. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you're not going to get malchus. Mishum to have a lav shembo ma'isa v'chol lav shembo ma'isa ain't loike nala. Okay, that's what we've been saying all along. That's like the Rabbi Yishmael did it from lav she. I'm sorry. Whoops. No. It's not like Rabbi Yishmael. I take that back. He holds the lav shembo ma'isa. You don't get malchus. Reish Lakish Amar. Reish Lakish says, no, you're not going to get malchus for this case where you said you're going to eat the kikar and you didn't. Why? Ein loke hasras safeki. Because it's a doubt. The hasra is, by definition, not positive it's going to happen. Hasras safek lo shma hasra. So if you're going to only give it's like a suffix on this, whether it's actually going to happen or not. So it's, just to speak it out, the way the Tosfos HaRosh explains, that according to Reish Lakish, it's not possible to give a real hasra for this, right? Because even if he's not going to eat it right after you gave him the hasra, okay, very good, but maybe, you know, there's 2 hours later, it's still day, that day, and he's going to eat it, right? So then he wasn't over on his Shavua, right? But let's say, so fine, I'm going to wait till the very end of the day. I'm going to make sure there's no time left. I'm not going to wait till there's 2 hours left or 20 minutes. I'm going to wait till the very, very end of the day and give the Hasra then. So that's also no good, because at that point, there's no time left realistically to actually eat the bread. So therefore, he was basically over the Shavua anyway. So in theory, you could possibly like time it out just enough, right? You know, you're going to work out exactly much. I know in advance it's going to take this guy 1 minute and 37 seconds to eat this loaf of bread. So I'm timing my hasra 1 minute and 45 seconds before and to work it all out. But lamaisa, it's impossible to really do that. So therefore, since you can't give a real hasra, by definition, anytime you do warn him, right, you do give the hasra, so then that's what Reish Lakish says, it's a hasra suffik, and therefore that's why you're not going to get malchus. Again, Rav Yochanan held it as lav shema maisa, Reish Lakish holds it's hasra suffik. So now the Gemara continues and says, 1 second, I'm going to speak out the steer between Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan, stama achrina ashkach. No. Rav Yochanan found another stam mishnah who holds that you don't get malchus for a lav shema maisa, and that's the one that he goes with. Fehestama. Someone else, 1 second. Where's this Stam Mishnah? Where did he get this from? You know, you have to figure it out. Se'ilema. The ilema functions as a word that's always going to, it introduces an answer that's going to be rejected. So we know that. That's a skill, right? Hai Stama. Which is the Stam Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan found? Titanan, like we learned in Psochim. Aval Hamosir Betohor. So what's this talking about? A person who would leave over some of the hamosir betor, you left over some of the meat of the korban pesach, right after you're supposed to eat it right on the night of pesach, and you left it over till the morning, tesva of nisan. So you had it was tahor. Or v'hashover betame, you broke the bones of a tame korban pesach, ain loke as well. You don't get malchus for this. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Korban Pesach that you don't get malchus when you break the bone of a Korban Pesach that's tummy. If it was tohor, then that's a lav. I think it's mitzvah tes zayin that the Sefer Achinuch explains why can't I break a bone? What's so bad? You know, vus is shlecht. What's so bad about breaking the bone of the Korban Pesach? So he says an important yesod, which is a theme that we know throughout the Sefer Achinuch, that a person's formed according to their actions. So he says, what's the bone? The meat, the marrow, that's like the most geschmack piece of it. So you're snapping open the bones, you're breaking the bones of the Korban Pesach. That's not a dignified way to eat. That's not the way a refined person, that's not the way nobility eats their food. And a Pesach, we are B'nai Malachim. So we have to behave in a way. When we act in a refined way, even if we don't necessarily feel that inside, it'll create these pu'ulos will create certain types of results in our behavior. If we it sounds a little bit, I'm being insincere, I'm faking it. The answer is no, you're not faking it, because if you really behave that way, it'll become part of who you are. I think I told this story once in college, one of my psychology courses. We learned an experiment about a person who had to have 42 metal balls were put into his mouth, and they were configured in such a way that the person actually had to smile. You know, when I picture, like, you know, from Batman cartoons, like Joker, right? He always had that, like, smile on his face. This person had 42 metal balls in his mouth, and he couldn't do anything but smile for a whole day. And then at the end of the day, they took out the marble balls. But the upshot of the experiment was that he actually was happy. Because he was forced to smile, he really became a happy person. And that really is what the Sefer HaChinuch is telling us. In this whole issue of breaking any bones from the Korban Pesach, because we have to behave in a refined way, and we behave in a refined way, therefore that's going to have an effect upon us and really affect and change who we are. Okay, back to the Gemara. The Gemara says like this: Bishleim Shoyver B'Tomei. I understand why you're not going to get Malkus if you broke the bones of Korban Pesach that was Tomei. The Chassid, the Pasuk says, Ve'etzem Lo Sishperu Bo. Parshas Bo, right? Don't break a bone from it. So the diak is, the drasha is, B'Kosher V'Lo B'Pasul. That only applies to a kosher, an animal that's would work for a Korban Pesach, but not an animal to be posel. So if it's posel, it's tameh, you can't bring it anyway, so you snap the bone. Okay, not the end of the world. Aval, but the other one, b'moser, hamoser, b'tohor. If you left over meat from the kosher Korban Pesach, right, then my taimo, what's the reason you're not going to get Malkus? Lav mishum dahavi lav she'em bo maisa? Isn't it because it's a lav she'em bo maisa? V'chol lav she'em bo maisa ain't lokin a lav? Right? You don't get malchus for that thing? So, that's the words, question. So, mimai, the Rebbe Yaakov, he. How do you know that this Mishnah is going like Rebbe Yaakov? The amr lav she'em bo maisa ain't lokin a lav. Dilma, maybe Rebbe Yehuda he. Maybe this Mishnah is really like Rebbe Yehuda, and the reason that the Mishnah says you're not going to get Malkus, right? Mishum de bo hakos of litin ase acher lo tase. It's an ase to fix the lav afterwards. V'ha lav hachi loki. But if it hadn't been for that, if there hadn't been that, then you would have gotten Malkus, right? You know, it's even despite the fact that it's a lav she'em bo maisa, you would have gotten Malkus. And since this is a Stam Mishnah, it's not necessarily going like Rabbi Yaakov, then that can't be the source for Rabbi Yochanan's din. So the Gemara explains, Ditanya. Really, the source of both Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda is like this. We learned in a Braisa. Lo susir mimenu ad boiker. Don't leave over the Korban Pesach until the morning. V'hanosar mimenu ad boker ba'esh tisrofu. And that which is left over until the morning, you should burn it with fire. Ba'esh tisrofu. So bo hakosuv, the Torah comes, litin ase acher lo tase. That it comes to add a ase, right? A lav shnita klase after it. Like, for example, you also have the mitzvah to return hashavas agadela, right? You stole something, which is a lav, you're not supposed to steal, but once you stole, now you have a mitzvah saseh, a lav shenitik saseh, you have to fix it to return the item. So Loimar says the Gemara, she'ein lokin a lav. It's going to tell me in this case, you're not going to get Malkus, divrei Rebbe Yehuda. So that's what Rebbe Yehuda holds his opinion. Rebbe Yaakov Omer, no. Lo min hashem huze. That's not the reason. El, or rather, what's the reason? Mishum dahavi lav she'em bo maisa. The reason that you're not going to get Malkus is because it's a lav she'em bo maisa, and a lav she'em bo maisa ain't lokin a lav. That you're not going to get Malkus for this case of a lav she'em bo maisa. Okay, maybe we'll stop here because the next piece continues on to Daf Dalad. Okay.